Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
It goes without saying that you're listening to Goes Without Saying with Seffi and Wing. And I'm Seffi.
And I'm Wing.
And today we're talking about faking it till you make it, confidence, how to overcome anxiety by just not pretending to be someone else, but maybe are there some ambiguous elements of fake it till you make it? And we're having a lot of fun. I really enjoyed this conversation, so I hope you do too.
How do we start?
I don't know. How do you feel?
I feel frantic. I feel like it would be bizarre to go into this episode being like, so fake it till you make it, blah, 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 when like we haven't, like as if we haven't just had like an hour conversation of stress of like, shit, we don't have enough time for this, we're doing this, like blah, 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 blah. I'm bringing frantic stress energy, guys.
Our next week is insane.
I don't know about you, but I'm bringing
stress. I'm up for it though.
Oh, okay, great. We've switched.
I'm just relaxing into
nice,
it now.
Okay.
Chaos is my fave.
To explain.
I'm just going to enjoy it.
To explain ourselves. Mm. Obviously, the merch is coming.
Wait, we haven't actually like said that explicitly,
hang on,
have we?
By the time you hear this, the merch came out a few days ago.
Oh, God.
No, that's not true. That's not true. No. The merch is coming out in a few days. What a roller coaster.
Oh, God,
we had you on the edge of your
seat. Trying to get our timeline straight.
No, nobody moved. Nobody cares. in a few days.
Okay, in a few days.
Yeah, then... no. Yeah, Friday, merch will be out.
I'm still like in the hypothetically maybe that I think we're just saying there's merch coming. Should we say how we're doing it? Like, should we tell the story?
How are we doing it? I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out how we're doing it.
Are we saying about Acast?
Oh, sure. Go. Take it away.
So I think the technical term in the industry is we were approached. People reached out.
They reached out.
To us, basically. They sent an email. Acast, our provider, who is kind of giving you this whole podcast right now.
Well, we're giving you the podcast. They just give us, they give us a link to host it.
They give us a platform.
There's no hand-holding going on here. I just want to make it very clear. Like, we are very much in the dark, in the deep end every week. Yeah, this isn't produced by anyone.
Yeah.
I think that much has been clear the whole time, to be honest.
No, this is...
Imagine we were like, this podcast is brought to you by the BBC. It's like, no.
This is two girls in their bedroom still. Well, we got an email saying, do you want to do merch with Acast and Spring?
Mm-hmm. You've probably heard of Spring.
And we said yes, 100 mm-hmm. times yes. So we got to, Wing got to design so many amazing things. And oh my God, they are so stunning. Like, I just can't wait for everyone to see them. I've been screaming. One thing has arrived for me so far.
That's so exciting. This is why we've been having a stress, because from like... what everyone would want from us is to just drop the merch and have it done, have it launched. To be honest, they wanted us to launch today. But Seffi and I mean, I was like putting my foot down into the depths of hell and making it so clear that I cannot tell you guys to go and buy something when I haven't seen it or blah, blah,
no.
blah, blah. So
literally not a fucking way that is happening. Not a chance.
Goes without saying... no way in hell is that happening. So goes without saying, we are like making sure that we're completely obsessed with it before we put our names to it and share it and blah, blah, blah.
The one thing that's arrived for me so far, God, I'm obsessed.
Oh, it's so cute. And also, obviously, like shipping and everything, we'll talk about this more like on the day, but in terms of costs, we're doing everything in our power.
Oh my God.
To make sure that obviously you'll still have to pay shipping, like there are some things that there's nothing we can do about it, unfortunately, there's only so much a girl can do, you know? But we are really trying to make sure that obviously everything is like
priced fairly.
Or just as cheap as we can get it, basically. As cheap as we can humanly get it, like, for you. Just as accessible as possible.
A range of items, a range of prices, a range of vibes.
A range of vibes. I feel like it's just, I'm giving a tutorial on how to make a fun thing really stressful and scary, but I just need to relax and just, because I'm like, oh my God, like, I'm nervous that people are going to get it. Like, that makes me scared.
That makes me happy.
Capricorn, of course it makes you happy. Money bags.
No, not like that at all.
I'm joking.
The thought of like seeing someone on a bus holding an item with one of our little things on, I would screech that bus to a halt.
I feel ill. I feel actually ill. Right, let's just, woo, okay, let's move on. Fake it till you make it, hey?
But please do buy it if it comes out. Well, it is coming out, but please buy it.
I mean, to be honest, if it comes out, who knows? At this point, who knows? I might just be like, guys, I can't do this.
No. It's incredible.
Thoughts on fake it till you make it?
My thoughts are it's my whole philosophy in life.
Really? It's your Hakuna Matata?
Well, it's one of my driving philosophies.
Yeah, nice. Did you tell us about your life philosophy? Was that on the podcast or was that just in private?
How many do I have?
You had one, a big one. The other day you had a big epiphany about that's your philosophy. Remember?
Why am I saying that to people? That's my philosophy. What? No one asked you to have a philosophy.
It's your new slogan. You don't remember what I'm talking about.
That's my manifesto. No, what was my philosophy?
You said... I don't want to take your punchline from you, but you said that you're an absurdist. And that's your philosophy.
Oh.
That's your big philosophy. It's your big mantra.
Well, first of all, I need to do some Googling.
But I don't know if you said that on the podcast already.
No. Because it's a new philosophy.
But we're recording every 5 minutes, so I don't know at this point. This is another reason why we're stressed. Obviously, my 3 weeks, I haven't actually made this clear. This is the first time you're going to hear it, probably. We've been pre-recording, so like my head is just scrambled. I'm going to be in the Dominican Republic for 3 weeks. If you're in the Dominican, hey, come see me. For my boyfriend's brother's wedding, and I'm going to be there for 3 weeks. So it's just me flexing on everyone. It's a big wedding bonanza extravaganza.
Wedding bonanza.
And I'm going to be hopefully having a really... I just hope I can have a bit of relaxing time because I just feel like I'm in a blender. I feel insane. I just feel so scared, but it's all good. There's no jump scares in the Dominican. It's only good vibes. So yeah, if you don't hear from me, assume that I'm maxing relaxing in the Dominican, but we're pre-recording. So I don't know what we're saying or when we're saying it or what's going out when on blah, 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 blah. Anyway, you're an absurdist. Sorry.
I mean, I hope you have an amazing time in the Dominican. I can't wait for you to go. I can't wait for you to fuck off.
I was going to say, you'll be knowing if I'm having a good time in the Dominican because I'm sure I'll be talking to you 24/7 anyway.
I need to Google the word before I claim that I am one because I've never Googled
Google it.
I almost feel like it's a style of art. But I had really realised what is my like attitude to life. And I was like,
absurdism.
I am an absurdist. But I think it's a style of art. But I don't know if people will do it in their life.
It is too. But it can also be, right, hang on. What makes someone an absurdist? So for example, designating or holding the belief that human existence is absurd, irrational, meaningless.
This is me. This is it.
It is you.
But when I thought that's it. It's just all a fucking absurd piece of shit and I love it.
I completely agree. I did not do this philosophy in philosophy, I have to say. I've never studied this.
Well, I've only heard of it, as in like absurdism.
Yeah, but like I've never known of, for example, the absurdist philosopher Albert Camus stated that individuals should embrace the absurd condition of human existence. He sounds like a laugh.
He sounds like a hoot.
He Albert, sounds like the kind of philosopher I want to be sat around the cave with, looking at the flashing lights on the wall.
Nice.
Well, I love that. I love all these new philosophies you're bringing us. Fake it till you make it is one of them, hey?
I think so. I think it's just a powerful tool.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just important, especially if you struggle with any kind of anxiety or anything like that. I remember at uni, I think I've said this before, but when I was an anxious wreck at uni, couldn't go to lectures, couldn't go to seminars, I found Faking It Till You Make It one of the most powerful kind of tools that I had, just to be like, okay, you're going to walk into this room, you're going to be fucking shaking, but you're going to act like the shit. And somehow that kind of gets you through, rather than you go in like, hi everyone. It's like, just walk in with the confidence. Ooh, mm-hmm. And if you can just trick yourself for like half an hour, yeah, it changed the game for me.
It's been quite a controversial topic of discussion.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting this at all, actually.
No, really interesting remarks from people on the Instagram. But just tying into what you just said, I thought this person had a really genius kind of way of putting it. And they said that thoughts can be very powerful. I've been lying to myself that I suck for years. So it's okay, you don't like faking it till you make it. Okay, but you're happy to fake it till you break it for some reason. Why don't you try something else?
Your perception is already wrong. It's just not in your favour.
We've had a lot of people have said, so for example, this person said it can make you hyper-fixated on how you present yourself. And like, a lot of people were like, I'm scared that people will know that I'm faking it. Someone said, people can smell fake confidence from a mile away. Which is kind of
shit. That's really burst my bubble.
But there were a lot of people saying like, faking it till you make it is not like authentic to me, and it kind of detaches me from
the true
my real emotions
essence.
And things like that. Yeah. But then I was thinking, my crux or my offering to that would be, what if I didn't like, so for example, you have a presentation at work or like in a seminar or something, work, school, whatever, you have a presentation to give. I feel like that's the kind of one that I hear all the time.
It's a
mean?
Terrifying
that's what's
situation.
Getting you quaking in your boots. Yeah. You think faking it till you make it is going to be disingenuous, or it's just not, it doesn't feel authentic to you. You can't, it doesn't feel authentic to you to get up there and give a good presentation, super calm or confident or whatever. What if I didn't call it fake it till you make it? And what if I just called it trying? Like, why don't you try? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What if I didn't say you're faking something? What if I just said you're just trying out what it would be like
to be confident in a situation?
To relax into giving a presentation. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
Because
it's because it's got the word fake in.
Just because you don't yet identify with it doesn't mean it can't be true to you.
Yeah, completely. I love that.
And I agree with you. I think it is a philosophy, because I think faking it till you make it, faking it till you make it can be useful, because if you fake yourself into just like one little step up the ladder, or you just faked it one step up and now you're a little bit more comfortable, and oh, you're just going to fake it again one more time, oh, you're another step, your feet are off the ground now, and now suddenly, oh, you're kind of climbing up the ladder just hands free even. How is she doing that? Wow, oh my god, she's walking on water. But like, before you know it, you've kind of pushed yourself slightly out of your comfort zone. And I agree that I think because it has fake it in it, just like in a kind of semantic sense, just the language of it might not sound very desirable or like very true to you or authentic.
It seems like it goes against your authenticity.
Yeah,
but I just think it's almost like it's a means to an end. It's not a way to be with your friends, with your family. It's for situations where you feel out of your comfort zone, potentially even like out of your depth. It's like, okay, now is a chance to rise to a different level of myself, which I don't feel like I've done before. I don't think it's a situation for I'm gonna fake it till I make it at the dinner table with my grandma.
Unless that's a situation where you feel out of your depth.
Yeah, of course. But it's about a presentation. It's all of these situations where, yeah, you don't feel like you have an authentic place there because you're fucking shaking.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's like, I think it's about what gets you through it and what's the most pleasant way you can get through it.
I
can do the presentation and I can do it with my face bright red. There are potentially tears in my eyes. My vision is going.
God,
or I can do it.
Horrible.
I can walk in a fucking great outfit and I can walk in like I own the place and go, hey, everyone, be a little confident girl. Doesn't feel like me at all. Doesn't feel like me at all. It's not how I feel. I've just been in the toilets shaking. But it was a more pleasant experience for me to get through that environment.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's a means to an end. It's not for your
daily
life.
Doesn't mean now, oh my God, you're such a fake bitch because you went in and just like acted like you weren't nervous. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't mean you're fake because you faked it.
Yeah. And sometimes it's your only chance to get in the room. If you're You're in the fucking boardroom meeting. They're not going to allow little sweaty McGee in, are they? They're not letting her in.
Yeah, I agree. I love it.
But they're letting in kind of Jan from The Office is how I'm picturing my fake it to make it sound.
For sure. I think it's so funny.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Was there ever a time that you were like, I'm going to have to fake my way through this? Like, maybe for the first time. Do you know what I mean? Like, was there a first time that you tried it?
Oh my God, I can picture it now. Because it's literally... it's so absurd because, like, I have a name for it. Like, it's a known joke in my family. Let me just work out whether I can say...
Yeah, how are you going to say it?
The name of it, because it's the name of a club I used to do, like, at, like...
What, like brownies?
No. I was comfortable as anything in brownies.
Oh, I was going to say, I think you can say brownies.
No. It's like a specific like club in the village.
Yeah,
sort of thing.
I think it was the first time
I ever experienced anxiety and I didn't have a name for it. And it was, okay, it was a drama club. Mm-hmm. It was like with kids like a few years older than me. Like I was the youngest by quite a way.
Ooh,
and it was
yeah.
like kind of kids that were doing like actual drama in my eyes, not musical theatre. And I thought, well, 100% I want to be a part.
Uh-huh.
Joined the club, all kids older, and it was called Whippersnappers.
Oh, you are saying the name. Nice.
Yeah. They were great. Like, it was the coolest thing ever.
Nice. It's probably not, doesn't exist anymore, maybe. Yeah.
I was about fucking 12.
Wait, you were 12, sorry, and they were like teenagers.
Well, I was probably actually about, what year are you in year 7 and 8?
What, like how old are you?
Yeah, how old are you? Like 13, 14?
Like 11, 12.
Yeah, so I was in like year 7, year 8. And they were like year 9, year 10, 11 even.
Ooh.
Maybe some year 12s in there. Bloody hell.
Wow.
Jesus. I think there was one girl that was just 1 year above me, but she was like year 9, which was different to year 8, I think. Very different.
Year 9, yeah, 100%.
It's like you're not a child.
You're in another league, yeah.
Although you are. But I remember it would be before I would go, it would be like, I would literally say like, I'm getting the whippersnapper feeling. Like, it's the whippersnapper feeling.
That's
and
so
now
cute.
I just know
that's
that. So cute. But now I know that to be called anxiety. But I remember in those, in the little hall.
As if it was the whippersnapper group that had given you
exactly.
this kind of bug. And it's like, oh, this is the feeling I get before this thing. Yeah.
And it was literally in the same hall that I did brownies and guides in. Like, it was, I knew the hall well, but different group of people, obviously. Not my gang.
Wow. That's funny that it was the same room.
But there's only like one vacant room in my town. It's like, there's going to be that.
So those four walls saw very different versions of you.
Oh, they knew I was faking it till I made it hard.
The walls were whispering. If the walls could talk, you'd be in trouble.
You seen this girl, how she's acting? But I just remember having to be like, as the first time I'd experienced anxiety or slash the whippersnapper feeling, being like, okay, you can't let these people know that you're shaking and you're terrified.
Wow.
And I had to do like a love scene. Like there was like, I had to do a romantic, we were doing
a love scene.
Yeah. We were putting on a play and the guy was in like year 10.
Wait, a love scene as in like sex?
No.
Or just a kiss? A love scene is a love scene.
We were lovers. We were lovers in the play and we had to like look into each other's eyes and like say,
nice.
Whisper sweet nothings.
Sweet nothings. Oh my
my God. Okay.
We just had to do like a thing. And I obviously had such a like crush on him as like a little kid.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Painful. And it was like, this guy can't know how nervous I am. Sort of like.
And I did he know?
Like, I think I pulled it off, honestly.
Well done. Everyone, round of applause.
Round of applause. He definitely didn't fancy me back.
I mean, how old was he? I mean, if you were 11 and he was 17, then I would hope he didn't.
Yeah, so true. He probably did. Yeah, I was probably like a child to him.
He probably thought it was a baby. But I mean, quite interesting to be cast as lovers, actually.
Yeah, it was just a limited cast.
Yeah.
People enough. Had to play loads
we
of things.
We make do. Nice. Okay, and you faked it through them.
Was there a time when you experienced the like pressure to fake it till you make it?
Yeah, I remember the first time I had moved like school.
Mm. Oh my God.
And I moved school a couple
terrifying.
Times. And it was the first day I'd ever done that. And I just thought, you know what, I'm just going to choose to like not be nervous.
Wow.
Because also I'd come from being established, obviously you are established, but like I came from like being pretty confident in where I was in school. I was a child, by the way. This is not like late secondary school. I was probably like 10 or 11. Mm. And I remember I walked right in and I walked up to, I kind of like looked around the playground, was kind of sussing things out. And I found like a group of girls that I thought that's probably going to be where I slot in.
Yeah.
And I walked right up to them and I said, hi, I'm new. Like, I don't know anyone here. Like, do you mind if I just like sit with you today, like chat, whatever, like I'm going to go in with you, like blah, blah, blah. Mm,
wow.
And just kind of introduce myself. So confident. But I don't know if I was faking that. I think I definitely thought to myself in preparation, like the morning of, the night before, I'd kind of decided like...
Almost it's in your benefit to do it. It's in your interest.
Exactly. And I think I am a bit just like that. Like I was very much like that at uni, like... I was not nervous for uni.
Weren't you?
Which was probably silly. Because I got dealt a shit hand in terms of, like, flat and everything. But
yeah.
I don't know. I think I was quite independent by that point, and I was definitely very independent by that point of university. So I felt, like, going to uni, I felt like, oh, my God. Fucking walk in the park, mate.
As in the first day of uni?
Yeah, like, all of that. I just felt like, yeah, what, like... was not, I felt like I'd done that. I felt like I'd moved on from that fear like a few years prior. That.
Yeah, completely.
Do you know what I mean? I just felt like this is fucking light work, mate. Like this is gonna be fun. Like this is my time. This is not a scary thing for me. This is a fun thing. I was just excited.
That first day in the flat as well, like when everyone is like making their like, hi, I'm this, like trying to make their first impressions. Oh my God, so fun.
Hi everyone, yeah.
And you're calling everyone like, okay, that one is like the ginger one, that one's the stripy one, she's wearing a stripy top.
No, I think that's just you.
That's just me.
I think I always say this, but you definitely like, you and like within your flat, definitely like you had names for everyone at uni. Okay, I love this message. Really opens up the playing field, I think. It's all for the taking. This person said, I hate, in capitals, fake it until you make it, laughing face. As someone who has been working very, very hard on building her self-esteem, faking it has never worked for me. It's only increased my sense. Wait, what was I going to... Fear of a name only increases
fear of thing itself.
That's not what they said. That's just a little extra quote from me. A little extra spice. This person said, I've been working very hard on building their self-esteem. Sorry, I'm not trying to undermine you. It's only increased my sense of imposter syndrome and overall anxiety. Over time, I've learned to ask myself, what do you need in this moment to feel more confident? What is holding me back? I've often found that most of the time, the answer is attainable and within my reach. Like, for example, a shower and a clean face, changing perspective, seeking out more knowledge, or readjusting my goals. I mean...
I'm sold. Fuck, fake it, you make it. God,
like,
I'm so sold.
Amazing. I think the emphasis is on, like... I remember we've had this conversation before where I think fake it, you make it can be really useful if you can also accept that you are feeling anxious or feeling nervous or whatever. I think... Yeah. Fake it till you make it should not be synonymous with like bullying yourself into being a different person.
Oh my God.
Fake it till you make it should be the kind of one of the tools or resources that you can use to get yourself through experiences more easily.
A difficult situation.
Exactly. It should be something that helps you, not like sets you back.
And it has to be done with some kind of, I would say, absurdism. It has to be done with some kind of lightheartedness. It can't be, I'm trying to mask my disgusting true self.
My truth.
With this, like, beautiful person. It's like, no, it's still you. You're just tapping into a different energy of you to get through something that makes you feel like shit.
100%. It's almost like, I'm not necessarily... And again, we're talking about the semantics of faking it, but it's you're not necessarily bringing out something that isn't true. You are just trying to kind of open up, like broaden your mind of what you think you are capable of.
Yeah. And also, if you think about, I've been thinking about this in terms of so many things, but if you actually think the motivation of fake it till you make it, for example, is actually just self-love.
Yeah.
You're trying to get, basically, say it's like, okay, I've got to do this presentation, I've got to do the job interview, I've got to go on this date, whatever it is. It's something that you're trying to bring into your life to improve your life, that you think, I deserve to have a seat at that table, I deserve to get that fucking job, I deserve to be in the boardroom, I fucking deserve to get with that stunning guy, whatever you want. It's an act of self-love, and I don't think you should be denying any part of yourself. Okay, so I'm going to mask myself, I'm going to change myself to be the person that has that thing. But I do think the motivation for getting the thing that you desire is out of this want for a better life for yourself.
Yeah.
And I think let's use the tools then. Let's use the tools we have.
Go by whatever means necessary.
Yeah, and if you can get confidence, and it's just a confidence game. Every single fucking thing in this life is a game of confidence and perception and absurdism.
That's why I love... Wait, 100%. That's why I loved when that person said, basically, like, well, I've done the alternative for years. It's like, I faked shittiness for a long time. Mm. That wasn't necessarily true. It isn't necessarily true if you'd say, you're not capable of doing this, you're a piece of shit, you're terrible, you're not good enough, blah, 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 blah. Those things aren't true.
Yeah.
But you're more than happy to fake that,
to go along with every little thing.
Exactly. Yeah.
Who says the anxious you is the real you? No, your perception is just shifted to the negative.
100%. Which, I mean, I can't blame you. Like, look at this world we're in. It's hard.
Oh, no.
But also, like, you shouldn't feel like that.
No.
When you have the perspective and the awareness of that's what you're doing, to be able to try and challenge it is kind of amazing. I thought that would bring us into a whole new convo, but that was 4 minutes.
It did. No, I think it did. I think for me that it's just all about perception. Everything I'm realizing is just perception. Like, and it's kind of we've spoken before about, like, for example, there's a thing between body positivity and body neutrality, and this idea that it's like, okay, so you feel so negative about your body, you've been told through this fucking world that you should feel so bad, basically no matter what your body looks like,
there's gonna be something wrong with it. Yeah,
you should feel fucking, you should be wanting to change this, you should be actively taking steps towards changing this. Body neutrality is this thing we should all aim for, where it's not a thing we think about, but for some people it's easier to flip that towards body positivity, where it's like, okay, we're gonna go for the opposite of what you've been taught. Let's just try out the opposite. If you've been told to hate something, let's try to love it. And I think it's kind of similar with this, that it's like, okay, so you've been told that you're a piece of shit and that you're anxious and you feel shit and you're depressed, whatever you've fucking been told, all the narrative you've been building over these years, all of the shit, you're going to be shaking in the presentation. Let's try the opposite of it. And somewhere probably in the middle of that is the quote unquote real you, of how you actually feel without the layers of perception that have been built on top of this. But let's try for the next 10 minutes to do the complete opposite of what we've been told. And I do think that's the same as body positivity, as just like, let's flip it on its head. Try it out for size. Just be willing to change your perception, or just like, oh, I'm losing the point.
What? No. That was a perfect point. What the hell?
No. Sometimes when I think I'm coming out with great points, and then I'm just like, right, you're gonna lose it now, and then I lost it then.
No, it is the perfect point, and I completely agree with you. It's the classic thing of, why don't I just try the alternative? Like, if I've been playing this whole game as hating myself, let me just try. But I also think before you get there has to be that kind of almost like the zooming out thing. There has to be like a bit of a break, a bit of breathing room for you to also kind of come to terms with the fact that, or there has to be a bit of breathing room for acceptance in that maybe this presentation doesn't matter, or this presentation might not go my way. Or even if I do the whole confidence thing and I really embrace it and I really try and all of these things, it still might not go my way. And am I okay with that? Yes. Like, it, I kind of feel like before you get to, yeah, leaning into the body positivity or like not body, but anything, yeah, before you flip it even, it's almost like before you think about how you're going to react or act in that moment and how you're going to deal with that experience, before you get to it, like zoom out and kind of think, okay, but why does it matter to me that this presentation has to go a certain way? And like, what's the facts here? Because I do this all the time. Like, I actually like get myself in trouble with the people around me because like I've been, you've never said this to me, I don't think.
Oh.
But people in my life are like, you need to stop because you're being insane. Where it will literally be like 9:45 in the morning and I'm like, I've ruined the day and blah, 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 blah. God. And I won't have. I will have got up, gone for a walk along the beach, got a coffee, gone to the gym, done some journaling, like done email,
sounds
whatever.
Ruined to me.
Exactly. And I'm like, but it's ruined now for whatever reason,
would have ruined
I think.
It? Just any small thing.
Getting dressed, couldn't do it, couldn't get dressed properly, ruined my day.
Yeah.
Anything like that, silly things. Like, didn't have the right top to wear, ruined the day. It's 9:45, you absolute lunatic. What is this all or nothing mentality? Like,
yeah,
you have a whole, God, you've got a long day ahead, honey. You need to calm down. What? And what are these standards of, like, you've just had an amazing, like, 3 hours of being awake.
Mm-hmm.
And now this one tiny thing isn't perfect, so your whole day is ruined. Whew, that is a dangerous, dumbo way to be living. And it's how I live basically every day.
Yeah, that is crazy.
But I have this thing of, like, so, for example, if I had a presentation, the facts might be, okay, realistically, if I want to be getting, if I want an A by the end of this year, then I need to at least get a B in this presentation. Fine. But I turn it into, I need to get the highest mark that anyone's ever got in any presentation ever. Otherwise, I'm a piece of shit and I failed the presentation. It's like, but that doesn't make sense. Like, what? Yeah. That's not facts. What are the facts? What are we actually dealing with? What are the actual, give me the facts, give me the statistics, because I don't trust you. Do you know what I mean? And the facts of the situation is, it might just be you just have to go show your face, say your bit, and go home. Oh my God, go have a McDonald's, go chill out, go have some sleep, go have a drink somewhere with your mates. Like, it's probably not the inflated big deal that you think it is in your mind.
Completely.
Do you know what I mean? So almost like pin that down, then you can do the whole fake it till you make it thing if you're still not feeling good.
I hate that feeling of the you think your day is ruined from a small thing. I feel
like, do you know what
so,
I mean?
I've never thought of that in, well, there actually, maybe I have thought of that in you, because you do that thing where you're like, I'm gonna restart my day.
Yeah, I do.
And I love it. I love that, where you'll be like, it's 4 p.m. and feeling shit, I'm gonna restart my day. And it's like, have a shower, get dressed again,
get in the shower, get changed. Yeah.
And I love mm-hmm. that so much.
I actually don't do that much anymore, but I should.
No, I haven't done it in ages, but I want to start doing that again. Just being like, look, you're not happy with the vibes here. The vibes are bad.
This isn't working.
Yeah. But yeah. I do think that, like, just, like, even yesterday, I was feeling so, like, ugh, just all day. And it's like, actually, and then I went out in the evening and I had a really good time. But it's like, maybe if I had caught that at 2 rather than at 6, I would have saved myself 4 hours of just, like, sitting in front of the TV being like, fuck this.
And it's also acceptance. It's like, okay, so for example, in my case, it's like, well, what if you can't get dressed today? What's the problem? It's like, but I have to be feeling so good in how I look before I go out. It's like, you don't though, do you? Yeah. Like,
do you though?
? Strange girl.
Do you know what I've been doing? Because I find getting dressed so fucking hard, and I agree, I will ruin my fucking day.
Everything's riding on this
outfit,
moment,
which is mental.
It's ridiculous.
So I've started getting my clothes out the night before and like putting like pants, socks, bra, fucking mm-hmm. clothes that you're wearing, shoes, mm-hmm. fucking everything. And
you're in creator sim the night before.
Literally. And then it's like, whatever you feel like in that outfit, whatever is looking like right now, you've decided, you committed to that last night and you're wearing that outfit. And I think, oh my God, wow. It's been life changing for me.
That's a challenge. Because
it just means you don't fucking end up like throwing clothes around your room in the morning being like, not that, not that. And then realistically, I always say this when my friends are going on dates, when it's like they try on an outfit and they're like, I don't like it, don't like it. And then they're about to do the rummaging thing. And I'm always like, stop. Because are you about to just try on everything in your wardrobe, get really sweaty, your makeup's melting off, your hair's frizzing, and then just go back to option number one?
Oh.
And always they're like, yeah, realistically, I am going to do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not a problem with the outfit, is it?
You've worn these clothes
a couple of times before and you like them. It's not, stop blaming the fucking clothes.
It's not the outfit. So it's like before you get sweaty and then end up in outfit number one and then you're just a worse version of what you were before with more flustered, less time. It's awful. Just be like, is it about the outfit right now? But that's what it always is.
No,
every single person tries it. I also used to have a rule with my therapist because at uni, I we all know body dysmorphia is a fucking bitch.
Yeah.
And I, which she would basically say to me, you're allowed one, you put on your outfit in the morning, you're allowed to change once and then your options are between those two outfits.
Those two.
You can't then change again. Oh, I think the skirt's just wrong. No, your outfit's options are one and two.
Well, because beyond that, it's not a problem with the outfit, is it?
Not at all.
I definitely have that where I have just certain things where I know it's almost like things that I've worn, like a full outfit that I've worn before, or just like a couple of like pieces, like a dress, for example, or just like a top that I know is a safe option. So I know I feel good in that. I know I like that as a piece.
Yeah.
So almost if I put this on or if I put this outfit on and I don't feel good in it, I have to know objectively that it actually isn't the outfit because I know that I've worn this outfit and loved it. Yeah. So I have to know, it was a bit of a coincidence then, isn't it? It must be me.
Yeah.
What is the common denominator here that's bringing the shit? It's not this poor little outfit. It's me.
It's not the outfit.
Yeah.
Of course it's not. Also, it's no coincidence when you're in your room, you've probably been consuming social media all morning.
Mm.
Then you're like, right, okay, you've already got the blueprint of what women should look like just stored in the back of your mind instantly. Then you're going through your wardrobe, none of your clothes are the fucking clothes you've been seeing, nothing looks like what a woman should be looking like in this society according to shit worlds. I always feel like, so I've had a shit morning trying to get dressed, I've gone through, my whole room's a fucking tip now, I've wasted my morning, I've cried fucking twice, I look like shit now, but I've got an outfit on, I'm ready to start my day. I walk out onto the street and I think, these are what real people look like. These people, like, I've been comparing myself to, like, airbrush.
Something that isn't real.
1% of women that don't even look like that themselves. Just this mental thing. And then you walk out into the street and think, no, I'm the hottest on this street by a fucking mile. Like, fuck this. What have I been worrying about? It's just it. It's like you are comparing yourself to a fake thing anyway.
Also, probably just comparing yourself to a fake version of yourself in your head as well. Of like, I know we've done that before, but
entirely.
Anyway,
that's the real kicker.
That's the real kicker. That's the real kicker.
It really is.
Bloody hell. I mean, it has to be absurd. If we don't agree that it's absurd, then it's a fucking disaster. I'd rather think, yeah, this is all absurd and meaningless than like deal with the reality.
Yeah. Also, really cute, I just got a text from my friend saying, oh my god, I've just seen that you're over 20k followers. Like, well done. Cute.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, everyone, for being here. 20,000.
I know.
Wowza.
I mean, there's a lot more where that came from. There's a lot more than that on here, isn't there? Which is the scary bit.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm more scared that there are a lot of people listening. Okay, actually, I have a question for you.
Okay.
So, I know I touched on this at the beginning, but for example, these people who said people can smell fake confidence from a mile away. Someone else said it works until someone realizes you're faking it, or even worse, points it out.
Oh, who the fuck's pointing this out?
I know, that's scary. So I was going to ask you, have you ever looked at someone and thought they're faking their confidence?
Oh my God. Yes, 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 yes.
Oh no.
Oh my God, yes. And do you know what? You can sniff it out for a mile off.
But also, like, good for them.
Well, exactly. Because also, it's whatever gets you through the fucking day. But I think the one exception to that is when you fake the kind of confidence that puts other people down. And that's what I can identify more.
Yeah, no.
I can identify fake it till you make it till the fucking cows come home. Where it's just you walking through, looking great, feeling great, all of that.
But if it's someone being super smug and arrogant and it just reeks of insecurity, that's a whole different ballgame. It's disgusting.
And it's not okay. It's not fucking okay.
No, it's not okay.
What I find easier to identify, because I honestly find that anyone that ever makes a negative comment about someone else or in a room of people feels the need to fucking push someone down, you know where it's coming from. They feel like fucking shit. And it's 100%. Always, well, it's often the people that seem like the loudest in the room, the most confident person in the room. And I also fucking live for genuine confidence. My favorite fucking thing. Love to see that.
For sure.
But when it's not, it's often at someone else's detriment.
Yeah, you can tell when someone is like super loud and like confident just because they enjoy the company and the socialization. They like making the room laugh and et cetera, and you can tell when it's coming from like
self-hatred,
hatred for themselves, and to be honest, hatred for everyone else in the room as well. It's like, just leave, get us out of here.
Which also, that's the opposite of what confidence should come from. Is if you think real confidence comes from genuine self-love, we've all felt it when it's like, right, okay, I
feel good,
feel fucking good in this setting. And that setting can be fucking playing Animal Crossing. It can be fucking at the party, whatever it is. When it's like, I actually feel confident in this now. And the last thing you want to do is make someone else feel shit.
Yeah, no.
And we've all fucking felt self-hatred. And I do think one of the byproducts of that is being like, right, I'll fucking little kick that person down. And I see it all the fucking time.
See, I think my self-hatred comes out in it's the people-pleasing thing.
Oh really?
Yeah, my self-hatred comes out in the like, everyone else is perfect and I'm a piece of shit, really? Doing a little jig for everyone, I'm performing monkey, I'll do whatever you say, that sort of thing.
Mine comes out in just like, I will have to watch TV and stay in my bedroom for 12 hours.
Which, I mean, that's quite nice.
Or just, I can't be seen.
But I think that's why I find when people are really rude or like cold or like horrible, really hard to deal with, because
the worst.
I just want I'm really the thing in Mean Girls. It's like, why don't we all just bake cakes and snuggle and blah blah blah. It's like, I actually can't cope with people hating themselves so much that they
are rude,
end up hating everyone else around them. Yeah, it's just like, oh, can't you see how much of a shame this is?
But I just think that's one of the things where you just want to say, are you okay? And sometimes when I'm
totally
with someone where I can tell that they're being like, they're coming in like, hi everyone, oh my god, like, oh my god, you look so cute, like kind of fucking rude, I can see the passive aggression from a mile off and I'm not liking it. What you really want to say is, are you okay, like, what's just happened?
It's like, yeah, can we stop for a second, can we zoom out, did you struggle getting dressed this morning? But that's the thing, is I want to take a moment to relate to that. I just want to connect with you. I just want to take a moment and be real with you and be like, look, I feel like shit too, like, my greasy hair is pissing me off today. Like, can you tell? Does it look really bad? Like, I just want to be real with you, like, on a real level.
Yeah, honestly, like,
and I'm annoyed that, right? I can't, because you're insulting everyone. I was going to ask you, just off the back of what you said, when are the moments that you feel most confident?
Ooh, confident.
Yeah. Doesn't have to, like, tie to anything or mean anything. It doesn't have to be, like, an identity thing. It could just literally be, like, have you ever noticed, like, God, I feel good right now, and you didn't necessarily expect it, or it might not even make sense.
So many times. It's just, you know? Literally, like, God, the most embarrassing scenario is coming to my mind. I think I'm confident when I'm just, like, out and about with, like, friends. When I'm just out and about.
Yeah, all the time.
We're all
yeah.
having fun. I think I'm confident on a night out. I think I'm confident on the dance floor. I think I'm Ooh. Confident talking to people just like out and about. I also think I'm confident to like do things on my own.
Nice.
Like, I'm confident to go to the cinema on my own. I'm confident to go to the fucking doctors, shit like that. I'm confident just out and about in my life.
Good. Nice. I'm happy to hear it.
When are you confident? I really like that question.
Oh, thanks. Well, I love to hear when you're confident, because I also think it's something that, like, maybe there's a bit of shame around it. Like, maybe I think people feel like they're not allowed to feel confident. Do you know what I mean? Or it's like, I think it would make a lot of people feel a bit nervous or embarrassed if I said, when, like, do you feel confident? God, your rainbows are looking amazing.
They look your hair's all green. The sun just came out in my room. My hair has gone rainbow.
Really?
Everybody
cute.
Get a rainbow fucking sticker for their window. Go on Etsy, tape. Loads of people have asked about the rainbows.
Yeah, people have asked. You should link it. Why don't you tag it on one of your, on that post?
Well, it's just some random Etsy thing. And then I saw a thing that was like, boycott Etsy for the, so I think Etsy are a bit dodgy. They're not paying people, right?
Yeah, but it will be like that seller. Like, surely that person that you bought it from has got an Instagram you can link.
I don't know.
That would be good.
I can look through my emails and try and find it. But it, just honestly type in, like, rainbow maker sticker. It's not a film. It's just a fucking piece of plastic that you put on your fucking window. It's incredible. Uh-huh. I live inside a rainbow.
Your hair is literally bright green and purple right now.
How stunning is that?
It just all came out. I guess the sun came out.
It's gone back in again now. But I Googled as well. Sorry, I'm just hopping in front of you or what makes you confident. But I was Googling what are the like spiritual, the spiritual meaning of rainbows. Because I was like, rainbows are such a big theme of my life right now. Just covered in them the whole time.
Ooh.
And it was so nice. It was just like, good luck. Like all of these things. I was like, yeah, I'm going to choose to believe that. Stunning. Aww. My room is just good luck.
Oh my God. I mean... Why would you not?
But anyway, yeah, go on.
Nice. Stunning. I think you should tag that on that post. That'll really make people's lives easier.
Yeah, it really would. I've got so many people want to know, and it's just like, I don't know.
It will make your life easier. I don't know why. Not just their lives, it'll make your life easier.
Well, I don't want to send people the wrong direction. They're like, this is shit.
You won't. You've got the email, surely.
Yeah, I need to go through my emails again and find it.
Yeah, I think a lot of people like, if you were out and about feeling confident and I said, are you feeling confident right now? I think, first of all, it'd be kind of rude. It's kind of
that
weird.
Would throw
there's
me.
A bit of a...
That would really throw me.
Oh, look at you. You're feeling confident right now, are you?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's but really kind of, horrid.
Maybe not out and about, but you get the vibe of kind of, I think people acknowledging, especially publicly, when they are feeling confident, I think can be quite like mortifying for people because I think you're not supposed to, but do you know what I mean? You're not supposed to say, I think I look good right now. I think I am talented right now. I think I'm super funny today. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Also saying someone like, oh, if I was like, oh, are you feeling confident now?
Well, that's
it
crazy.
It almost sounds like unrightly so.
It almost sounds
like you're deluded almost.
Yeah, totally. But I would never ask it like that. I mean, I've never asked anyone this question ever.
Are you feeling confident? Not
but
anymore.
I more so mean like if someone said, when do you feel confident? I think a lot of people would struggle to be like, shit. And like feel like they have to admit, like they have to kind of come clean that they felt confidence before. Do you know what I mean?
Wow. I guess so.
Okay, so if I said to you like, when do you love yourself? Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
I think I'm just so immune to these ridiculous conversations though by now from this
no,
podcast.
No, you're not. But I mean off the podcast, like in real life, like if someone not, if it wasn't me and it was someone else who was not having these types of conversations with you and had all of their preconceived notions of confidence.
And someone came up to me and said, when do you love yourself? First of all, I'd say, who are you? What's going on? Are you doing a survey?
Did Wing send you?
Yeah, what is this? Do you listen to Goes About Telling? Then I would say, yeah, when I'm playing Animal Crossing, baby. What do you want from me?
Nice. All right, love it.
Do you remember we used to have a sticker on our wall that we made everyone write in, what do you love about yourself?
A sticker?
Well, we made a big sheet of like A3 paper and put it on our wall.
Yeah.
And we made all the guests answer, what do you love about yourself?
That was one of the questions, was it?
And it was interesting that a lot of people couldn't answer it.
A lot of people refused to answer it.
A lot of people.
They gave us a cold no.
One little boy that I had back on a little date, he would not do it.
A little boy? Seffy.
Okay, let me do it. One guy I was on a date with, we asked him to do it.
You can say no. I mean, you can say it. It just is funny.
Little boy. He's a little boy.
He's grown up now.
We were so young back then.
Yeah. All right. But what time? Shit. What time are we on?
49.
I think we have to go because this take is probably not going to send as well.
Okay, cool. Let's go.
All right. Just cut you out of nowhere.
We're ending it there, this little boy.
Yeah, I think we have to end it there. I can't go on from that.
Okay, cool.
Thank you guys for being here. I'm sorry in advance about the merch. Like,
no, what are you? No, I'm sorry.
I already feel stressed.
I'm sorry. This is pure, when do you hate yourself the most when merch is coming out? I can't deal with it.
No, honestly, I can't deal with
when
it.
When you see the merch, guys, like, I'm just going to do a little thing. I know we've got to go, but honestly,
go
Wing is so great. Like, she's put her sweat and blood into this and looks fucking great.
Yeah, and it goes without saying the tears are in there too.
Yeah, the tears are also in there.
They go without saying.
And it looks incredible. I have all the confidence in the world of the merch, and I just can't wait for everyone to see it.
I know we're going, but I don't want anyone to feel like, I just already feel disappointed for you. I know that some people will be like, I can't afford it, and I don't want to, I feel bad, like I want to support, but I can't get it, or like, blah, blah, blah. I just don't feel, but you don't need it. Don't worry about it. Just come back on Monday. Like, we'll see you then. Like,
yeah.
Please, please, please. Like, we're already, just so grateful, and we owe you everything. Like, please, like, we do not need anything more from you than the kindness of your ears. It's already more than enough, so thank you.
Just thank you for being here for this, even if it's just this.
Yeah, even if we never speak again.
And thanks, and have a great night. Have a great night and day. Great life.
Okay, if you don't hear from us,
assume the worst.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.